and welcome to the Journey Into podcast. I'm here on my drive home. I wanted to get on here and announce the winners of the 2016 Journey Into Writing Contest. This is a contest I started several months ago. The only reason I haven't gotten to you sooner is because of my lack of time and making the time available from everything else to read through the story, read through the submissions, and to come up with a winner. I also wanted to assemble a group of judges that could assure the audience or the contestants that, you know, the judging was fair and blah, blah, blah. But I drug my feet doing that too. And I knew that I needed to get this done and announced and, you know, let the submitters know the status of their stories and who was the winner and all that kind of stuff. So by the time I got around to doing that, I decided it would just save time if I judged the stories myself. And, you know, I guess anybody can think little less of me for that and can question my judgments if they want. Really, this is just a little old podcast that not very many people, you know, listen to. So, you know, hopefully there won't be any controversy or anger or anything like that, which I doubt. It is my fault. I can't say, you know, I got about 12 stories submitted, and many of those were actually smaller in word count. I think I gave a word count of 4,000 words. I wanted to up that so that if somebody wanted to write a longer story, they could. But I wanted it to be short enough where I could read it in a fair amount of time. So anyway, I printed all the stories out, and I took them with me on a business trip. I read them on the plane, and I think I read a couple before that. But anyway, I kind of ranked them and put them in the order that I felt the stories, and then I went through them again to make sure I agreed with that and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, down to the winners of the contest. First, I'm going to start out with an honorable mention. This was really close. It was hard for me to decide, you know, on three winners, and I did say that I would use some honorable mentions at my discretion. And so there's only one honorable mention, and then we have third, second, and first place winners. So the honorable mention goes to the story Journey Into the Cosmic Lottery by Emily Assad. Again, the criteria for the contest was that every story had to start with the words Journey Into. And so this was Journey Into the Cosmic Lottery. So there you go. There's an honorable mention. The honorable mention means that I will adapt this story to audio and present it here on the podcast. Again, I'm not guaranteeing any times, but it will be, let's say, within the next 6 months. Let's give me that big of a grace period there. But I, you know, some of these aren't too long, and I hope to get to them sooner, but we'll see where we're at. Okay, so that's the honorable mention. Third place in the Journey Into Writing Contest for 2016. Third place winner goes to the story Journey Into Gopher Madness, written by Gregory Bray. There you go. Hopefully these titles will sound interesting to you, that you'll want to hear these stories. But there you go, the third place winner. Third place winner, same as an honorable mention. I'll adapt it for the podcast and play it. And they also got $5. So there you go. Third place winner. All right, we're up to the last two. I feel like I'm on Dancing with the Stars. You voted, America. One of these two will be the first place winner. Which will it be? that's so annoying. Okay, anyway. Second place in the Journey Into Writing contest goes to the story titled Journey Into IFC by R.C. Anderson. And now, the first place winner in the Journey Into Writing contest 2016 is Journey Into the Dying Light of Stars by Bria Burton.
Yay!
So there you go. There's your winners. You know, like I said, you know, people that listen to this podcast frequently know that Bria is a friend of mine, and she's contributed to the podcast. She helps out with editing, and so I know Bria, you know, on a internet business podcast level. And so somebody might think, oh yeah, see, it had to be Bria Burton. He knows her, she's his friend, so of course he's going to give her first prize. That's not true. I mean, that's not why she won first prize. I truly felt that Bria's was the best story in the contest. And, you know, that's as simple as it gets. Is that favoritism? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I in previous contests, I've tried to make this a blind author so they don't submit who wrote the story. And they, you know, I had somebody else getting the emails and presenting me with the story, so I didn't know who was writing it. And, you know, that just got to be tedious and hard to do, and I always had to coerce somebody to help me with that. So I just decided this contest, I don't, you know, I'm just, they can just submit it to me as who they are, that kind of thing. And, but I did plan to have the panel of judges so that it would be viewed as an impartial contest. But like I said, in the end, I ran out of time and I didn't want to go through that effort. So I just picked the stories myself, and that's my honest opinion of the stories. I enjoyed reading all the stories. You know, some of them reminded me of things that I had written in the past, and I don't know, that they were just, you know, I appreciate that anybody would take the effort to write a story, which isn't always an easy thing to do, even for people that like to write. They wrote a story, they submitted it to my contest or this podcast, you know, so I feel honored that they would do that, and I'm grateful for all the submitters. I'm sorry that everybody can't win, and, you know, I did tinker with the idea of, you know, I had 12 entrants, so I could do like one a month and just play all the stories and adapt them, and that would give me, what, 9 honorable mentions. But, you know, this is a contest. You know, there needs to be winners and people that don't get anything. So anybody that is a writer should continue to write, continue to try to improve their craft. And, you know, hopefully when I do another contest, you'll be back, that you'll submit another story. We'll just see what happens. So anyway, you know, there was a couple people that I heard from that were writing stories, but that either couldn't finish them, or Rish was writing a story for the contest, and his word count went way over 4,000 words, and he contacted me and said, you know, I don't know, I don't know how to cut this down. He wrote a story, and I'll probably talk to him about that story and say, hey, do you still have that Journey Into story? And maybe I'll adapt that for the podcast at some future time, not as part of this contest, but just as another story here on the podcast. So anyway, again, I'm grateful to everybody that participated in the contest. I have already alerted everybody that won and gave them the good news. So anyway, journey on. Have a good autumn. And I'll be back here pretty soon with another story. So, or talking about Star Wars, or talking about something I've watched on TV, or who knows what we're going to talk about next. could be strewn along the path. It could be a delusion. It could be another journey. You're just going to have to stay tuned to find out. Journey On. This is Marshall Latham. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. I wanted to get on here and to smack my lips.